Hi, this is Scotty from Broken Bones, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And all I'm going to say to you is, fuck off and die.
Profane. Sacrilege. What are you playing? Do you no respect? Do you feel no reverence? And I feel sorry for you and your lack of soul.
Unbelievable, beyond the feasible, beyond your wildest dreams, of everything achievable. Don't set no limits. Limitation of yourself is your own harshest critic. Don't fall for the gimmick. Some people peddle motivation, then they prey upon the timid. They shower you with it. Nothing wrong with a compliment or a positive image. What happens when it's gone? Will you fall and diminish? Can you maintain it yourself without the props that ignition? Just stop for a minute. Take stock of your situation. It's complicated. They wanna spin it. Want you to do like a mimic. Copy they approach. They upvote another form of systemic. A pyramid. Push them to the pinnacle. I ain't trying to hear that you're enlightened and all spiritual with it. Not believing in the rocks and the stones. Reading all the tarot cards, the cosmic unknown. Stars in alignment. Your mind getting grown. Hard it is to find that I sigh. Gotta groan. Not believing in the rocks and the stones. Reading all the tarot cards, the cosmic unknown. Stars in alignment. Your mind getting grown. Hard it is to find that I sigh.
About God, cause if there is one, it'd be so far beyond you. Don't talk, don't preach your views on topics you could not possibly know. Go study economics. Some will believe untruths, thinking magical, convinced the actual world can't be divulged. A radical gulf between subject and object, traversing a void so dense it collapses the offset. As if nature can only be understood as ideas, and logic is the only real science. Studying thought, no matter how you insist that it isn't, has your body caught in solipsism, muddy the waters you're fishing in, purporting to have been afforded special knowledges of a divinity derivative of reflective consciousness. History is off limits for feeble understanding. It's a mystery, a thread that needs unraveling, a story that is fed through the loop of each epoch. But the people need food and a clean plate we can eat off. Charity is a denial of rights. They stare at me through a rifle with sights, cause I dare to be in defiance. I know a Christian who uses Christ as a model, and as far as their behavior, there's nothing I can fault them. It's less religion, more class contradiction that's moving shit. So why do you believe your Messiah hit the crucifix?
Welcome back to the Arts Report on CITR 101.9 FM. Today is Wednesday, November 27th, and we are broadcasting to you live from the University of British Columbia Vancouver campus, which is unceded and stolen Musqueam territory. Indigenous voices in so-called Canada have been systematically devalued and diminished, and this cannot go unacknowledged in broadcast media such as radio. To hear more, please listen to Unceded Airwaves from CITR's Indigenous Collective. My name is Serena, I am your host, and I'm joined in the studio today by so many lovely people. So if you guys all want to introduce yourself, that's how we'll start off today's episode. You guys
it's
can go
Ava.
First.
Hello,
hello. Hello, it's Django.
Oh, hi, it's Lily.
Hello, it's Mickey.
Hey, it's Maya.
Sorry.
Hey. And Rena.
And I think, okay, and we got the other mic working here, so sorry, that's kind of like a behind-the-scenes thing, but I'm going to give that to you. All right, so today we have a very awesome and special episode. Because we're going to be talking about an art exhibition that we just finished with the Hatch. So the art exhibition ran from the 4th until the 8th, and then it was actually extended for another week after that, which is incredible. and I don't know, I had a really good time with it. The theme was the Ode to the Third Space. Does anybody else want to chime in with their, like, initial thoughts about the exhibition or, like, how it went at first?
I thought it was beautiful and very wonderful and really fun, and we had such a good event. And so many people came out, and it was so much fun to be with all those people.
Yeah, the turnout was really nice, because we had our grand opening event on the, like, 2 days into it. But then I think that just, like, even just tracking the numbers of, like, people coming through the exhibition, like, as it went on, like, it seemed like it did really well, which is really nice.
Oh, do you know those numbers of how many people came out?
I can't tell you the exact amount. I don't know. But the Hatch people do know. I think they were, like, keeping a rough, like, tracking of it, which is awesome. And they said that, yeah, like, it was doing really good. Obviously, it got extended, so that's part of that.
Yeah, no, that was super awesome.
Yeah, super awesome. So we actually have some interviews to play here, Ava, if you want to introduce those lovely interviews.
I mean, I can talk about it a little bit. So one thing that I'm always super interested in is interviews, and I have a lot of questions to ask people all the time. And so my fun idea for this exhibit was to sort of just bring out a little Zoom recorder, ask people how they were feeling about the event as it was happening, kind of try to capture the energy that was there, because I know that we were all super excited for how that was going to turn out. So I talked to a lot of people and then tried to narrow it down into, you know, one cohesive little bit about the show. So about the exhibit, sorry. So it'll be a lot about people's thoughts on the art, thoughts on the exhibit. And thank you to everyone who was interviewed. And if you didn't make it in, it wasn't because it wasn't a fun clip. It was just because I was editing it all really quickly and I couldn't fit everyone in. But thank you so much for everyone who participated.
Yeah, totally. So without further ado, here are those interviews.
TR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiyam, Nisiyaya,
and the Skakhlia, Talib Tin, who Musqueam must stay. Okay, now Ava?
Now it works. I'm on a what should I do? Okay, wait, guys. First impressions, we're here at the craft station. How are we feeling?
You know, like, I just want to say I'm really, like, grateful to, like, be here, and I want to thank, like, my, like, parents for, like, being here.
I want to thank my parents. I want to thank my husband. I want to thank the Academy.
I'm feeling honestly extraordinary. The turnout is beautiful. The vibes are amazing, and it's only, what, 5? It's only 5:14, so I'm curious what's going to be floating in and out of the exhibit, and the music starting too.
Oh yeah, the DJ booth is starting to get going. I think we have Jeff set first. I also remembered I wanted to say thank you to the Women's Center for this table and for these craft supplies.
You know, like I'm really all about uplifting women in the community, and I think it's so important. Like this table isn't just a table. This table represents women as the backbone of our society.
Thank you, table. Shout out. Thank you, women, for making tables.
Period.
Exactly.
Period. Thank you, table.
Thank you, table.
So what's your favorite piece you've seen so far?
I wouldn't say I have a favorite, but I've really liked Django's.
Can you comment on sort of what stood out about it?
I don't know. I really like the frame. I really like the photos. I think the photos are all beautiful.
Did you read the artist statement that went with it?
I did. I totally did. Actually, there's a... I thought he wrote the lyrics. Well, they're lyrics. I thought it was a poem he wrote, and I was curious about it. And I went to ask him about it, and it's just Bob Dylan lyrics.
That's so funny. It's like it's a Halloween reference for the Halloween episode we did where he pretended to be Bob Dylan the whole time.
Yeah, it's totally referencing that episode.
I think it's just Django referencing pretending to be Bob Dylan. Yeah.
He said it was just... When I brought it up to him, he said it was just, I think as he was making the statement, he was listening to Bob Dylan. So it just came to him, and he seemed to really regret it. And actually, he's written the word email over it to somehow cover it up, but it's...
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like the listening to Bob Dylan is just kind of a cover story, but that's fine.
Yeah, you're right. It probably is referencing that episode.
You know, that's really what prompted him. And what has been your favorite piece that you've seen so far?
Honestly, probably mine. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
That's so fair, though, because it honestly stood out to me. I love it.
No, I'm loving this, like, plant thing. I don't really know what it is, but when we were setting up for the little corner, I just, like, couldn't stop staring.
Like, it just pulled your attention.
Yeah, like, the power of the plant was really just compelling me.
The power of the plant. What a great statement there. Hi, sort of totally like just catchy right now, but I just saw what you were drawing and I was like, oh my gosh, you just sat down and did that on the fly?
I did just do that on the fly. I've been doing portraits for years.
Oh my gosh, well, Serena may have mentioned that you have some work here with us tonight. Do you want to tell me which is yours?
Yeah, for sure. I made two prints, one etch and one screen print. I did an acrylic succulent on the wall, 30 by 30, and a watercolor bamboo piece.
Would you like to know that I've been asking people tonight what's their favorite piece been so far, and people have been saying your succulent piece. They were saying that it just really drew them in, the colors, and I won't lie, it had the same effect on me.
That's super nice to hear. Thank you so much. I'm super glad that it got attention. That's really nice to hear all the time. A favorite of mine, Tatiana's.
Ooh, that is very good. I want to ask a little bit more about... So, what kind of goes through you when you're making these pieces? Or, like, specifically the succulent. That's what I feel a little more drawn to, if you don't mind me asking about that one specifically.
I really wanted to capture more of my feeling at the time. I made it during COVID. And I was just, like, super in the... I don't really have a concept, like, technically when I get into painting. But when I sit down and I start painting, it's more about, like... the flavor of feeling, emotion.
Like the feeling that kind of just comes over you as you start your process. Like it kind of just flows out once it's already going. Like
exactly like that. I'm sure a lot of other artists feel the same where it's like we go in and then we just start painting and it kind of just like comes out of us.
Like you can't really think about it. Like once you sit down and it's happening, that's just what's happening.
Yeah, especially with big acrylic paintings, you kind of just have to get in the zone.
Do you usually do a lot of, like, big acrylic work, or, like, what's usually... I know you mentioned your portraits as well, so...
Yeah. It's my biggest painting, I think. Yeah. But I have done bigger drawings. That's probably my main medium. And I do a lot of charcoal portraitures. I've been doing that for years. I took a couple lessons at Emily Carr. What's that other one? Arts Umbrella? Yeah. Super fun. I love doing it.
How did you decide what pieces to submit for this gallery?
They were the first ones I found.
Yeah, that's so fair, honestly. Well, you know what? I feel like I'm really glad that we have them here tonight. So thank you.
Thank you so much for our
Do you mind me asking, are you here with your mom tonight?
I am here with my mother. She's a very big supporter. I love her very much.
Oh, well, she must be so proud to be here with you.
I hope so.
Yeah, I definitely. Don't worry. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to sit down with me. I appreciate it. So, how are you enjoying the exhibit so far?
I'm having so much fun and so excited to be interviewed.
I feel nervous.
What? No, you should not feel nervous at all. It's so low stakes. Okay. Do you have a piece that stands out to you at all?
The piece that stands out to me the most is my roommate Danielle's work of like this like tiger. It reminds me of like Hypnosis. It's just because I've seen it all over the house and I love it so much that I like recognize it immediately.
Oh my gosh, you guys hang it up at home?
Yes.
So wait, you took it off the wall and then brought it and put it here on our wall?
That's almost all of our pieces that we've done, yes.
Oh my gosh, wait, so in your house you just have a wall of like art all together?
Yeah, we have a wall where we put all of our art as a household and everyone put it here. So yes, so it'll go back afterwards.
Oh my gosh, what is it like living in a house with so many creative people? Like, do you find you inspire each other?
It is literally like I can't even put into words how fantastic it is. Like, it's just like such a supportive, kind, creative, loving household of just like all these girls, and all we do is just like crap at night, like watch movies and drink wine, and it's just like I couldn't even imagine a better household.
I feel like that's so real, and like I feel like if you put four people who all do the same thing in a house and it wasn't like four artists women, it'd be like they'd all just get so competitive, you know? And instead it's like, I'm so glad that like you don't have that creeping in at all and you can just like enjoy the time.
The better thing is also that we all have different art. Oh my God, my roommate just came in.
Oh yeah. Okay, we'll have to say hi to them later.
Oh, okay. But we all have different art like styles and like art, like what's the word for like
mediums?
Yeah, exactly. We all have different mediums. So like we share each other, we share with each other our medium. And then it just spreads and there's no competition.
Oh my gosh, that's so fun. What's your favorite medium?
Oil pastel.
Oh, now that's so cool. Now I'm so wishing that we could have seen you here tonight, but maybe next time?
Yes.
Maybe at our next gallery?
Absolutely, absolutely. I can't wait for it.
Yeah, that'll be great. Okay, I'll let you go right and see your roommates. So right now we're gonna go look at Maya's collages.
Over here we have one of my collages.
That's crazy because I didn't know that it was your collages interspersed because our art is actually blended together right now. Oh!
Yeah. Wait, so this is yours, that's mine.
Yeah, and then these are mine, and then that's you, and then Maya, and then me, and then, oh, that's Mickey's.
And Mickey's my roommate.
Yes, okay, so two of the collages are yours, yeah, and then one is Mickey's. Okay, I really like We Need to Play, seriously.
No, because I think, like, being so for real right now, I feel like we as society, like, take ourselves, like, a little bit too seriously. We're all about, like, being nonchalant, hustle culture, all this kind of stuff. But it's like, guys, like...
And, like, that's what a night like tonight is for.
Yeah,
like,
it's about playing, it's about having fun, it's about reconnecting with, like, your inner child, and, like, doing crafts, and, like, dancing around, and being with your friends, and eating snacks.
And, like, sometimes people are here, and they're like, oh, but, like, what do you see in that? And, like, keeping themselves composed, and it's like, just, like, go, like, we're in an art gallery in the Nez with a DJ right now. Like,
girl, I'm tired of this. I'm so nonchalant. Be chalant. Have passion. Have care. We
don't need to be embarrassed about having care.
No, and, like, if you want something, go for it. And, like, all this, like, I'm so cool and, like, mysterious. Like, no.
If you want to wake up in the morning, put on a fun little outfit, put on some hoops, and go and make yourself a little collage, hang out with your friends, care about your girlies. I think we should embrace that.
Exactly. And that's something that I really resonate with. And, yeah, no, I think that we as a society and as a whole need to take life a bit less seriously because there's so much scary things and there's so much hardship. And, yes, that is so important, and it's important to, like advocate for that. Like, advocate to fix that, but also, like, you need to take care of yourself, and taking care of yourself is by doing things like this and enjoying third spaces.
Wow. That was such a beautiful vision for your piece. I'm so glad we talked about it.
No, yeah, hey, I'll be around all night.
Try the view. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Lily, I know that you had to do so much on the back end for this. Now that you're here, you're in the moment, everything's done, how does it feel?
Wonderful. Everyone here looks like they're having such a great time. There's so many spaces being used. Everyone's doing their little activities. People are painting. People are drawing. One of the artists came in with her kids, and it was so, so cute. And everyone just seems like they're really happy and fulfilled with like what we were able to do over the past weekend. So I'm really proud of both me and Arts Report team, the Hash team and Arts Report, to be able to do this whole space. And yeah, it's a good energy so far. I'm really excited.
No, I know. Like, honestly, the energy is what I'm most impressed by. Like, obviously, everything turned out great, but like you can't just energy, like it's either gonna be there or it's not, you know, and it's just like a vibe and you have to catch it. But like, how are you feeling? How is your experience? Are you fulfilled?
You know what, hella very, very fulfilled. I'm very happy with this. I feel like the most I get from like output is just seeing like other people enjoy what we were able to do, and all work is good work. And yeah, this is great. I'm having a blast.
Oh well, I hope you have a great rest tonight. Thank you for letting me catch a moment with you. Serena, do you really think I would leave here without having a word with you?
Honestly, yeah.
Girl, what? I would never do that to you. You know me.
I know you. I know you. But yeah, and I'm so glad that there was like a turnout here. And the DJs are awesome.
Loki, no, DJ, best move.
Loki, way better than Jazz Band.
No.
That's $150 and have like way better vibe.
No, for real.
More like gallery opening vibes too. Do you know what I mean? Like the DJ, like I feel like that's like so locked in.
Like, honestly, I think everything literally went as best as it could have.
Yeah.
Like, I kept waiting for something to kind of, like, go a little wrong. Because, like, yeah, you know, that's totally normal in, like, event planning. And instead just, like, we killed it first try of the year. What?
Like, who would have thunk?
And, like, imagine where are we going to go from here, you know?
I know. First event of the year. Like, that's actually crazy.
But, like, once again, sorry. Girl, are you proud? You should be.
I am proud. I have had a lot of people tell me, you should be proud. So now I'm like, okay, I'll be proud.
Like, yeah, we're like, we're locking you. And we're like, girl, please, you deserve it. Please, please.
Yeah, no, I'm proud. I'm eating my salad.
Did you like get to do anything fun today as well? Like with the, like, did you make some art? Did you get to talk to people, see people? Or I mean, like, I know it's a lot of logistics you had to do.
I made a zine. Well, I didn't make it for this. I had a pre-existing zine and I had a, with Maya, actually. Maya made a zine too. Maya.
Oh my God, Maya, we're hearing about this amazing zine.
Oh yeah, hey, I just forgot my phone, but what was the question?
Your amazing zine. It's really a comment, really.
Oh yeah, yeah, you know, like I've been one to like dabble in some like zine making. And I do have a zine available and ready to read. And speaking of zines, like there's this like little thing called like the Women's Center zine, The Siren. And if you're listening and you want to submit, you should so submit. Deadline's December 30th. I don't know if this video will be out by then, but it should.
Oh, we'll find a way.
We'll find a way. And you should submit it because it'll make me so happy. And yeah, thanks.
Yes. Yes. So Sarita, you had a zine?
Yeah, I had a zine. It's over there. It's in the CITR section. And it's called Thing. And it has a playlist in it, and it has, like, a poem in it, and it's really corny, and it's really awesome. And looking, I feel like zine making is, like, my artistic calling. Like, I was like, yeah, this is lit.
All right. I'll go read your zine. I'll come back to you.
So, since you've been the interviewer throughout this whole night, what's, like, your favorite part so far about the whole event?
Honestly, I've just really enjoyed watching everyone seem so relaxed, so comfortable, like, a lot of what we were aiming for with this space was making it seem really homey, cozy, inviting, and I feel like we've really accomplished that, to be honest. Like, I feel like we worried so much about, like, where will there be enough room for this and for that, and, like, really I feel like people have just taken over the space, and it's so great.
People have totally made it into their own and have totally done with what we have and have made it something even better than just, like, being like an art gallery. I feel like it's a cool hang. It's a third space. We made it into a third space.
Third space.
Because I feel like before we were all in it, like you remember when we were setting up and all the lights were on and like, you know, like an art gallery without any people, it just feels a little bit sterile. You know, there's a lot of white on the walls, you know, and we did our best to like, you know, really, you know, invite the color, invite the furniture and like, but at the end of the day, what's going to make the space is the people. And thank God all of our friends have really good vibes and that we've got a really great DJ because the vibes are here.
Shout out Jeff, DJ. Shout out Friends for Vibes. Shout out Luca, DJ. Shout out all the Arts Collective, Hatch, Women's Center, Black Library, Agora. Thank you for the sneaky brownies, guys.
Sneaky brownies.
They're pretty good, right?
No, honestly, shout out Art Support. Like shout out Art Support. I'm so proud of us tonight. Like, we really were just like, we just came up with this, made it happen, like, you know, shooting ideas back and forth, and now they're all here, and it's like, wow. And think back to 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, this was just an idea. 2 weeks ago, this was a meeting. Now, it's a place, it's a time, it's a moment, it's a memory.
Now it's a reality. Whose idea was it to make it like a third space concept? Whose idea?
I'm going to give that shout out to Serena, but I was not in the brainstorming meetings, but I do think that it was her. And so once again, shout out Serena. And yeah.
All right. Shout out Serena.
I hope you're listening to this, babes.
What a lovely Vancouver summer night. I can't wait to sit by myself at the beach and look at my phone. Huh? What's that?
Man, what are you doing? Get over here and come jam.
Wow, what a lovely assortment of musicians. What are you guys doing?
This is E-Studio. We come together and build connections over music. No musical experience needed. Just come socialize and build your confidence playing music if that's your thing.
Wow, this is so awesome. Now I have a real-life connections with Vancouver's international community of musicians and creatives. Thank you, E-Studio. E-Studio is an international jam group where we celebrate music from all around the world and play together. Follow us on Instagram at estudio.cafe. estudio.cafe.
We are UBC Electronica, and we love electronic music sessions. Run for them life when I step into the jungle. We offer DJ workshops, open decks, pop-up parties, and more. Follow our socials such as Instagram, Discord, or join us through email, ubcelectronica@gmail.com.
All right. Thank you so much for staying here and listening through a couple ads and our awesome interviews. I want to pass it here to Ava, our lovely interviewer, real quick, just to talk about your experience doing these interviews. Because I know that you talked about it a little bit before we started playing them. But what is it like now that you get to like rehash it? How are you feeling about the event? Are you like back in the mindset, or is it like reinvigorated like mentally for you?
I mean, it did definitely take me back when I was going through and like doing the audio editing and listening to the audios again. It was so funny. As soon as I would start to hear a clip, I would remember the entire conversation and exactly how it went and how I felt about it. And, you know, the little discussion I'd have with people afterwards. And honestly, my main thought when I listen back to these is a lot of joy, happiness, and also wanting to do it again. All the things, you know, I mean, obviously I'm super proud of how this turned out, but everything where I'm like, oh, I would do that differently next time. Like, and it kind of just makes me super motivated for us to put on another event and be able to do another one of these and see where that can go from there. But it was an amazing experience, and I hope other people had a fun time being interviewed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'm sure. I feel like everybody in the interviews like sounded so stoked to be the selected like few. Do you know
the featured guests.
Yeah, the featured guests. They're like, oh my gosh. But yeah, I really like listening to the interviews. I think that I was, like during the event, obviously I was there and I was present, but I was also doing a lot of like behind the scenes kind of stuff. So It was nice to be like, oh my gosh, like fun little conversations that everybody's having. I'm really loving that. One of the conversations that we were just having kind of amongst ourselves here in the studio is about the songs and the music that we're playing, because there is the one interview where we're kind of like, shout out to the DJs. So honestly, yeah, I'll shout out the DJs again. So shout out to Luca and Jeff. Thank you so much for our awesome DJs that did a great job. I thought that was like really on point for the whole night, which was great. And I think that for all of us, like obviously we understand how music can kind of set the scene. So with that, Rena, do you want to introduce the song that we're about to play?
Yes.
And its relevance to our little theme for our show today?
Of course, of course. Yeah. I remember I heard this song. I think, I don't know which DJ played it, but again, shout out DJ. DJs, plural. But yeah, I think this was probably like one of those Discover Weekly finds. Shout out Discover Weekly. But I feel like this has been like kind of rotating in my playlist since like last year, so it was kind of crazy to hear it. But yeah, very fun song, Poison Girlfriend, song title, Hardly Ever Smile Without You.
Yeah, awesome. So thank you so much for the introduction. Like you said, Poison Girlfriend, Hardly Ever Smile Without You.
Thank you. On January 17th, UBC Radio CITR 101.9 FM presents our 24 hours of radio art programming, featuring innovative approaches to music and sound. It's 24 hours of spoken word, ambient, drone, field recordings, collage, plunderphonics, robocalls, voicemail fails, sound research, and noise. Listen live on CITR 101.9 FM or online at CITR.ca. For more details and submission requirements, email us at radioart@citr.ca.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. The Bike Kitchen welcomes you to Access Night, a weekly event in the shop offering free tool rentals for queer and trans folks, with the purpose being to make bike mechanics more inviting and accessible to folks traditionally excluded from the industry. Visit the Bike Kitchen on Wednesdays from 6:15 to 9 p.m., located in the basement of the Life Building. We hope to see you there.
All right, thank you so much for listening. This is CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to The Arts Report by The Arts Collective. The song you just heard is Poison Girlfriend, Hardly Ever Smile Without You from the album Melting Moment. And Rena did a little explanation about how it connects to our theme today, which is, once again, the exhibition that we just wrapped up with The Hatch. That was a super awesome time. And I just want to take a second, because I realized we didn't do this earlier, to thank all of the groups that were part of the exhibition. We had lovely support from the Bike Kitchen. We had lovely support from the Women's Center, BVP, as well as Agora and Sprouts and the Vancouver Black Library. So, yeah, it was a really great community space that we had going there. And we were also just talking about putting on some more events in the future and what that would look like. So I guess stay tuned for that in second semester. Not me exposing myself as a college student second semester. But in January, when our show returns in January. So yeah, I also want to just take a second to plug a different event, which is CITR's Shindig. The four qualifying rounds have just happened. The last qualifying round was yesterday, and we do have the finale coming up next weekend on the 6th, which is the Friday. So that is super exciting. I know that I'll be there. I know that we'll all be there. And yeah, Shindig is a really good time. So maybe you can expect some content in the very distant future from Arts Collective and Shindig. We're going to go into another song here. So Django, do you want to introduce our second song and what it means to you?
Yeah, this song's Heavy Metal by Cindy Lee. Super amazing song. The person behind Cindy Lee is from Calgary, I believe. Mm-hmm. Which is pretty cool. I didn't know that until
brethren.
Yeah, no, I was like you know, when you like
my kin.
When you like deep dive on the Spotify pages and you start like going through artist profiles and being like this, and it's always really fun and exciting when it's like a Canadian person, not from like Toronto.
Yeah.
No offense. I'm sorry, guys. But yeah. A little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. All right, without any further ado, this is Heavy Metal by Cindy Lee.
Oh,
All right. Thank you so much for listening. That was Heavy Metal by Cindy Lee. And we are just going to take a second and talk about the exhibition again, because that's our favorite topic, obviously. Maya has a little story about her zine that she contributed that I think we heard a little bit about in some of the interviews that we listened to.
Yeah, so, you know, made this awesome zine over the summer with Serena. It was super good, like, super proud of it. Gave it to Hatch. Why, when I go to pick up my stuff? It's not there anymore. So someone took my zine, which I am taking as a compliment, because, like, thank you so much for, like, loving my art so much that you had to bring it home with you. But also, like, where is it? It's mine. Luckily, I do have a copy, but still, doesn't mean you, like tape it. Like, you shouldn't take things that aren't yours.
But it's so serendipitous, because the workshop that you made that exact zine at was led by a very famous zine artist called Angela Fama, who we actually
shout out
had on my other little radio project. So she is incredible and, like, a very big deal. And she contributed some, like, zines from the 90s that were, like, she was known for, and some, like, modern ones that she's been kind of working on as well. I think that she's transitioned a little bit away from zine making to, like, other kinds of art. But anyway, she, like, contributed some zines that was, like, you know, her stuff, stuff that she was known for, and someone took it, and she was, like, giving a little presentation, and she's like, guys, this is awesome, because the whole idea behind the zine exhibition was, like, having these artists talk about it. Everyone felt, like, a little bit weird, because zines are something that, like, it's so strange to see it in that institutional space of the gallery, and to have it be like, look at these famous artists, these are their zines, and it's, like, Kathleen Hanna, like, naked photos of Kathleen Hanna with, like, pen scribbling on it. And it's like, okay, like, yes, like, obviously it is art and it is legitimate and it's awesome that they're doing this exhibition. And, like, I think that they said that it was, like, the biggest undertaking of, like, zine compilation, like, ever done. It's been, like, a touring exhibition. I think it started in New York. But anyways, I think that a lot of the artists felt a little bit weird, because zines are so counterculture and so, like, alternative. So to have them, like, you know, behind glass in the exhibition is, like, a little bit weird. But anyways, they had, like, a reading station, like, a little, like, cozy area where you could read them. And someone took, like, all of Angela's zines. And she was stoked. She was so happy about it.
That's such a crazy strategy to do, like, to go to a low-key art gallery, like, not from, like, a crazy big one.
And no, this just, was, like, the Vancouver Art Gallery.
Oh, or just go to the Vancouver Art Gallery. I think that's cool. That's, like, I'm sure, you know, we were talking about this earlier, like, Ocean's 11, like, you know, going around taking art is, like, a dream of mine.
Robin Hood, Django.
Maybe it was Django. Me. Django Hood. Steal from the art gallery and give to myself. That's, Django Hood. But that would be really cool to do.
Yeah, no, like, that's the most punk, like, counterculture thing, for sure.
Stealing art,
And I hope that, like, you wouldn't have to pay the $50
I'm going to steal a Picasso.
Oh.
You heard it here first.
Oh, okay.
I'm not really a Picasso guy, yourself. I just think that's a good one to steal. Yeah. I think it would attain some headlines.
Django, do you want to introduce our next song?
Yeah, our next song is, the title of it is not anything related, it's kind of the opposite of what I just said, it's called The Deal. By Sam Singer, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
We were on one of our, like, first shows this year. We played Dawson Forsey song.
Right? Yeah, Dawson Forsey's great, and he was actually part of Shindig last year. Yeah. That's how I knew about him.
So I started listening to that, and then I was just, like, going off on, like, little tangents, and I found this one, and I think it's quite good. Awesome. So shout out from Winnipeg, Manitoba.
All right. So once again, this is The Deal by Sam Singer.
Under the naked skies, the birds remove the creases in the sun. To all your thoughts I keep, they're blue in the fall, keeps me counting till we turn. And I feel your pain, though I know the same was there but once I lost the only way. Yeah. made a deal, signed by the words that were written on your palm. So meet where the rivers do, and I look like me, you look like you, and it feels the same. The only change that was real, I know, by the
We're so back. That was The Deal by Sam Singer, which is a very aptly named gentleman because he is a singer, and I'm assuming he's also Sam, probably. So, I mean, good for him. You know, he's getting straight to the point. He's like,
do you think it's Sam. A stage name?
I think if it's a stage name, that's a bit of a cop out. You know,
what like, if it's like so far past the top out that it's like, because like, I see it and I'm
post-ironic
like, that's
name.
His name, right? Sam Singer's gotta be his name, but it would make sense if it's, if he's, because he's a singer.
He is a singer. I mean, yeah. I love the like idea that like last names in certain places come from like what like you used to do or whatever, like carpenter is like, you were a carpenter,
Smith.
And like Smith, or like, I'm trying to think of like Howardson or like something like that, and it's like, oh, your like Howard's
your
son.
Son of Howard,
like
yeah.
Johnson is like John's son. It's kind of funny. So I wonder if this guy like
was anybody just have a crazy last name that is like related to that? Okay.
I know a man, but I don't think I can call people out. I mean, I can. We've done it in the past. I knew a guy in elementary school and his name was Harry Cummings. And that was rough. I think it would be rough.
Oh!
And that's not like a swear word that I'm saying, because that truly is his name.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, so. Not that it would be a swear word anyway.
Well,
so.
But
I'm
trying
what,
to be,
I don't know what you're
I'm trying to be radio
to, so.
Appropriate for radio. Anyways, that's a little too like breaking the fourth wall, I think, for this episode. And speaking of numbers, fourth wall, third space, we did a third space exhibition. That's wrapped up. I've said that before, but I just want to say that I'm so grateful to all of you for putting in so much hard work for that. I think that we really pulled it off, and I think it was bigger than I was expecting it to be in like such a good way. Do you know what I mean? Like the idea started out small, just like a little opportunity with like Lily, the Hatch director, being like, oh my gosh, like we've got a couple days of wiggle room if you guys wanted to do something, instead of just like having a little event or party or something there. We like did a whole art exhibition complete with events for a week and like so many different groups involved, and I think that that's really awesome, and I'm really proud of all of you for doing that. So
resume checklist
for real. Anyways, that's pretty much it for our show today, but I feel like because of that we should leave off with some very like heartfelt goodbyes, especially because we're not gonna have another show until January unless we do a surprise one. But I guess now that I've said surprise, it can't be that surprising. But
can I get something off my chest?
Yeah.
It's been really bothering me for the last week. I don't think we should have Pinterest boards for parties. I don't think we need to curate a vibe like that. I just, something about it is like really, it's like, it's
don't make me scan the QR code for your house party and don't make the QR code bring me to a link tree that has also a Pinterest board attached.
Yeah, like, just, I think if you're going to go with that, like, let like, if you know, you know.
But and then Django, I think, if I see you at the party, then, like, it's on site.
Well, I got invited. I got, you know, I got handed. I should really be quiet. I'm trying to invite. Like,
incriminating.
Well, you know, it's
it
a
was
maybe
like, I love your outfit here.
Oh my god.
No, that's not anything.
Yeah, and you're right. No, it's just as I was matching the vibe.
Love your outfit.
I was matching the vibe that the Pinterest board. I was like on the Pinterest board actually when I looked at it. Yeah. But,
what?
I thought I saw you there.
There's a picture of me next to the help. I knew it. I knew you were the dare.
Okay, maybe we should segue off of this because I feel like maybe I'm getting too close to the sun. I'm like Icarus.
Okay, Icarus.
You know. Those wax wings are about to melt, yeah.
All right, so just to review today's episode, we talked about our art exhibition. We played some awesome songs, which was Heavy Metal by Cindy Lee, The Deal by Sam Singer, as well as Hardly Ever Smile Without You by Poison Girlfriend. And we will see you guys in the new year.
Thank you
so much. Bye, everybody. Bye.
Happy New Year.
Love.
is Noah from Christ on Parade, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Where's Matt?